What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Rumble Just Scammed You. So, as you all know by now, Rumble had a quote unquote investment of $775 million, and that sent Rumble stock going up literally 100%, meaning if you put $100 in Rumble 3 days ago, you would now have $200, which is good if you are a scammer, you're an insider, or you are just plain lucky. I'm gonna tell you guys, and I've said this before in other videos, but I'm gonna better explain it for you this time, okay, guys? A lot of you guys out there, you don't understand how money works. That's the problem, okay? All you see is number go up, Rumble to the moon. Okay, first order of business, guys, Rumble loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Rumble is not a profitable company, okay? My food truck is more profitable than Rumble, even though I'd be lucky to make $100 a day, okay? The homeless bum down the street begging for loose change is actually more profitable than Rumble. Rumble is losing money, and they're losing your money. As you guys know, Rumble does not have any debt, and the reason why Rumble does not have any debt is because of a special acquisition merger. Rumble was able to get on the stock market without any scrutiny, without actually showing anything at all. They just hopped on the stock market, and from day number one, they just took your money, and they have been playing with your money. They have been losing your money from day number one. Now, this recent investment of $775 million, it's not an investment, dudes, okay? What happened is that the company bought 550 million shares, $550 million worth of Rumble stock, and then they gave Rumble like $225 million in cash, and Rumble actually used that cash money to buy back its own stock. Now, both this crypto company, Tether, and Rumble, they both bought their shares at $7.50. Rumble actually doubled to almost $15 today. And guess what? Literally, Rumble and Tether, they have doubled their money, and they walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars. How were they able to walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars in profit? Did they sell any memberships? No, they didn't. Did they get any more commission from Super Chats? No, they didn't. Did they get any big time advertiser? No, they didn't. What did they do? They pumped and dumped the stock, okay? When that stock went up to $15 today, that's you guys out there putting money in Rumble, because Rumble to the moon. Now, you guys gotta use your brain, dudes, okay? Rumble did this announcement 2 days before Christmas, okay? They did it on purpose. You wanna know why? Because in 2 days, you're all gonna stuff your face with your Christmas ham, then you're all gonna get drunk until New Year's Eve, and then, you know, second day of January, you're all gonna get your bill for the amount of money you spent last month. You know, you're gonna get your credit card bill. That's gonna be a shocker for you. And, you know, you're gonna go back to your sad and pathetic day job, and you're gonna totally forget that Rumble is gonna slowly sell, or I mean dump. That's a real world word for it. Rumble and Tether, they're gonna dump the stock that they bought, and they're gonna let you guys with the bag. In other words, Rumble is gonna sell its stock that it just bought at $7.50. They're gonna sell it at $14-$15, and you guys out there are gonna be left holding the bag. guys, if you look at Rumble's history ever since they became on the stock market, their stock market, their stock prices are like a roller coaster, okay? They're going up and down, up and down, up and down. You guys want to know why they go up and down? Because Rumble as a video sharing platform is not profitable. Please, don't ask me how I know that video sharing platforms are not profitable, okay? So Rumble is losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Sign in Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Dr. Disrespect, academics. None of that means anything unless these people are bringing over people who buy memberships and people who super chat. And guess what? They're not doing any of the above. This is why you have Jimmy from the Quarterin begging you guys to buy Rumble memberships, okay? The company is not making money. They're not making money from you guys buying memberships, because really, what are you gonna do with a Rumble membership, really, you know? You guys are not super chatting, and if you're super chatting, the vast majority of the money goes back to the content creator. So Rumble is not making much money from the super chats. Rumble does not have any big advertisers, and they will not get any big advertisers, okay? Like the big, look, YouTube won, okay? YouTube is the equivalent of Facebook, okay? They won. Ain't nobody going over to YouTube. Ain't nobody going over to Rumble, dudes, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now. Nobody's going over to Rumble, okay? So, like I said it before, and I'm going to say it again, you know? With MGTOW TV, the more videos we have, the more users watching, the more we have to spend, okay? Why? The more videos uploaded means we have to buy more servers. The more videos that are being watched, live streams being streamed, the more bandwidth cost we have to pay. Rumble is doing the same damn thing. You guys need to understand, at the end of the day, there are real world costs with having a video sharing platform, platforms, okay? You know, a couple of TFM live streams ago, someone, you know, super chatted to TFM saying, yo, man, it's kind of unfair of you to charge people $5 to ask you a question on a live stream. And I actually super chatted TFM, you know, saying, hey, man, if it wasn't for our commission that we get from you guys super chatting to TFM, MGTOW wouldn't be here. You guys need to understand, we have real world cost, okay? As you guys know, I did a fundraiser a couple of months ago that you guys tripled the fundraiser by, like, it was supposed to be for like $3,000. We got $9,000, and we did that in less than an hour. Why? There are real world cost to running a live streaming platform, a video sharing platform. You guys gotta understand, all those videos on MGTOW TV, okay, we have probably close to 60 terabytes of video. They're stored somewhere, okay? That's a hard drive. They're stored on servers we own. So imagine a company like Rumble, where they have God knows how many terabytes of data, way more than us. So Rumble has to continuously buy compute servers. Rumble has to continuously pay for bandwidths, okay? And if you guys are not buying memberships, you guys are not super chatting, Rumble is literally paying for you to utilize their platform, okay? The super chat money that Rumble is making, the membership money that Rumble is making from you guys, does not cover its bills. Rumble loses over $100 million a year, okay? signing these new people like Dr. Disrespect, it doesn't do jack squat, okay? Another thing, guys, it is known throughout the industry that Rumble fakes its views. Let me say that one more time. Rumble fakes its views. The MGTOW TV software, I bought it. I didn't make it myself. I bought it, but I customized it. We actually have a button where we can fake views ourselves. I never did that because I'm not a scammer, okay? Rumble scams you guys by faking views. Think about it, dudes. How many times do you see a video on Rumble? 100,000 views. But yet, it only has like a few comments and maybe 10 likes. Come on, man. Come on, man. You look at a typical Sandman video of 200 views. He probably has 20 likes and 10 comments. Yet you get a fucking Rumble video, 100,000 views, but yet they have less comments and less likes than a Sandman video of 200 views only on MGTOW TV. Guys, Rumble is manipulating data. They're scamming you up and down, side to side. Rumble is nothing more than a right-wing get-rich-quick scheme. They're just pumping and dumping, okay? Have you guys noticed that when Rumble announces, hey, we brought over so-and-so, their stock shoots up, and then a couple of days later, it comes back down, and then, like, see, every quarter, guys, okay, like, at the end of every quarter, Rumble makes an announcement that, hey, we signed Dr. Disrespect, hey, Barstool Sports came over, and their stock goes up, of course, they sell, and then it goes down a couple of days later, and they buy back their stock when it goes down. This is what Rumble has been doing for the past couple of years, okay? No investor in their right mind would invest in Rumble. It's a money-losing operation. There is no path to profitability for Rumble. The only way they can be profitable is if they take more super chat commissions, like 50%, and vast majority of people buy memberships. Well, guess what? Vast majority of people, they're not buying memberships, okay? Secondly, you can't take more than 30% commission, because at that point, YouTube would actually be better off than Rumble. And again, the most important thing here is the advertisers. Advertisers are not gonna come to Rumble, because let's keep it 100. Rumble is for righty nutties, okay? Let me say that one more time. Rumble is for righty nutties, okay? These are people who believe in conspiracy theories. These are people who really don't go out and buy normie products. It's a total waste for any company to advertise on Rumble, okay? Chris, who's the CEO of Rumble, said we're gonna see a lot of crypto companies advertising on Rumble. Guys, crypto is a scam, dudes. Now, if you got in crypto early, you're doing good, okay? I told you guys, one of my second cousins was a lowly truck driver. He got in early on Bitcoin when it was only a couple of $100, like 10 years ago. And now he's a crypto multimillionaire living his best life in Egypt. He'll never ever have to work a day in his life, okay? So yes, crypto can make you go from a lowly truck driver to a multimillionaire, but you've got to get in early on it, or you have to have insider information, okay? The average dipshit normie like TFM calls you, or retarded goyim like I call you, you just don't have that type of luck on your side, okay? So a lot of people out there, guys, they replaced gambling with crypto, okay? you guys need to understand, crypto is a form of gambling, and gambling is haram. Gambling is against not just Islam, but Christianity and Judaism as well, okay? Gambling is a sin, okay, guys? Gambling is a sin. I'm trying to set the cruise control here. Did I set the cruise control? No, I didn't. Okay, now I did. Okay, cool. I got cruise control on my car. Okay, cool. Going 50 miles an hour in 65 mile an hour zone. I don't care because, well, you know, I don't like driving fast. It's just not my thing. I'd rather drive in the right lane, mind my own goddamn business. That's the way I do it. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, which is crypto is a scam, dudes. Again, unless you got in super early, or you actually have insider information, in other words, you're a scammer, crypto is not gonna work for you guys. The fact that Rumble is now going all in on crypto is proof that they're gonna scam you guys, okay? You guys need to understand this, and understand this really good, okay? All these right-wing people, they are the equivalent of Muslim cells. Just like there are Muslim cells out there who grift and scam, okay? The right-wing people do the same damn thing, okay? Rumble is a scam platform. Donald Trump is a scammer. Elon Musk is a scammer. Yet you guys think that these are purveyors of freedom of speech, and no. I mean, think about it, dudes. You know, like Sheikh Imran said, the old Arab saying, the caravan keeps on moving and the dogs keep on barking, you know? What did Elon Musk, Trump, or Rumble do in the past 5 years to slow down the collapse, the demise, the war? Absolutely nothing, dudes. We're going to World War III. Everybody says this is the worst Christmas when it comes to sales, okay? I have people from Florida all the way to California telling me this is the worst Christmas they ever encountered when it came to sales, okay? So again, please tell me, what did Elon Musk do? What did Donald Trump do? What did Rumble do to reverse any of this stuff? They did absolutely nothing. You have Trump openly saying, yeah, we're gonna invade Mexico, we're gonna invade Iran, we're gonna invade Panama. It's like, come on, man. At this point, guys, if you haven't figured out that Donald Trump is a scammer, I honestly don't know what to tell you. And I'll be making a video about Donald Trump, the con artist, later on. But right now, this video is about exposing Rumble as a scammer platform. All these elite people out there, they're just scamming you guys. Like fucking Chris Pavelski, he comes on and he says, oh, we're fighting against, anti-freedom of speech companies like AWS. Guys, what about DigitalOcean? What about Linode, okay? You see, Rumble is trying to get into the cloud infrastructure, which is what I'm doing, by the way, okay? It's a smart thing, because here's the thing. Because MGTOW TV is a money-losing venture, I actually had to open up the MGTOW TV infrastructure, and I became my own web hosting provider, and I've opened that up to you guys, and that's actually keeping MGTOW TV financially alive, is now because we are hosting you guys on the MGTOW cloud, if you want to call it that, okay? The problem here with Rumble is that Rumble is not gonna beat Microsoft. They're not gonna beat AWS, which is Amazon. They're not gonna beat Oracle. You guys need to understand this really good, okay, guys? The big money in the cloud is from companies that are normal companies, okay? They're not crypto companies. They're not shady companies. They're not scammer companies, okay? The big money comes For example, do you think American Airlines, do you think any company with mission critical needs is going to go to Rumble? Absolutely not, guys. They're not going to do that, you know? So the big companies that actually have the money that will make Rumble Cloud successful, they're not going to go to Rumble, dude. They'd be idiots to do so. You know, Rumble is not going to compete with AWS. They're not going to compete with Microsoft Azure. They're not going to compete with companies that have been in this space for fucking decades. And even new companies like Linode and DigitalOcean, Linode and DigitalOcean are cheaper than AWS. In fact, you know, we used to go with DigitalOcean and Linode until we started doing our own cloud infrastructure. So again, Chris Pavelski keeps talking about, you know, the sky is the limit. It's like, yeah, the sky is the limit, but the problem is, dude, who's gonna go to Rumble Cloud? Nobody. Who's gonna go advertise on Rumble? Nobody. Okay, this is like me having my truck in the most horrible area of town and saying I got the best shawarma in town and nobody's coming to my food truck. What's the point? What's the point of having the best shawarma in town if nobody's coming to you because you're in a lousy location, you know? It's the same thing with Rumble. Yeah, Rumble's with website and apps, they're decent, okay? I mean, they're definitely nothing on YouTube level. I mean, they barely function, as you guys know. But nobody's going there. There's no reason for... I'm going to sneeze. There is no reason for any big advertiser to advertise on Rumble. There is no reason for any big, important company to go onto Rumble Cloud, okay? So, yeah, they have the infra, they have the platform, but the people with money, the big money, they're not going to your platform, okay? All these righty, nutty, conspiracy theory dudes who wear a tinfoil hat, they're not opening up their wallets. They're not buying memberships. They're not buying, they're not super chatting. And if they do super chat, again, vast majority of money goes to the creator, because if you take more than 30%, they're going to go off to YouTube, you know. I mean, think about it, guys. How many YouTube content creators didn't even bother with Rumble, right? I mean, Manosphere Podcast, Taylor the Fiend, Matt Cross, that's just to name a few. Manosphere Highlights Daily. None of these dudes went over to Rumble because Rumble simply is not worth it for them. These people are not making money off of Rumble. The only people making money off of Rumble are people that Rumble paid to be there, okay? Jimmy from the Corterin, he's making money to be on Rumble, okay? Sticks, Hicks, and Hammer is making money to be on Rumble. And coincidentally, this is one of the reasons why Rumble loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year. It's because they're paying these YouTube content creators to be there. Do you guys think Dr. Disrespect went to Rumble because he actually believes in Rumble? Hell no, motherfuckers. He went to Rumble because they paid him several millions of dollars to go there. At the end of the day, guys, Rumble just does not have the people to make it worth it for content creators to go there, okay, guys? Like, again, you know, Angry Guy, Manosphere Podcast, because as you guys know by now, YouTube prohibited third-party platforms like MGTOW, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey to clone videos from them. That's why a lot of you guys been asking me, yo, Amr, when's Grabber gonna grab videos from YouTube? Looks like it's a permanent thing, dudes. I mean, again, YouTube just barred every platform from cloning from them, not just MGTOW TV. But when I go to Rumble and I see, okay, who did we clone from on MGTOW, on who did we clone from YouTube, let's see if they are on Rumble. And guess what? The vast majority of people that we clone from on YouTube, they are not on Rumble. And some of these people, they uploaded to Rumble like a year ago, and they're like, shit, I'm only getting a couple of views, I'm not making any money on Rumble, it's not worth it for me to be on Rumble. This is what you guys need to understand. Unless Rumble is paying you big times, it's not worth it for you as a creator to be on Rumble. In fact, some of the creators on Rumble make more money off of MGTOW TV than they do on Rumble. What does that tell you, dudes? What the fuck does that tell you when there are creators making more money off of MGTOW TV than off of Rumble? And even though Rumble is a multi-billion dollar company, what does that tell you, dudes? You know, there is no money on Rumble, okay? Again, people are not buying memberships. The commissions for super chats are just not there. Nobody's advertising big on Rumble. Guys, like, Rumble is in that position where they can't make money, okay? Their expenses are far greater than the amount of money that they make, okay? They can talk all day, every day, about, oh, sky's the limit, we know what makes money, we're gonna revamp the website. The people with money, they're not going to your platform, okay? You know, I was at Starbucks in Miami Beach an hour ago. You know, there's homeless people there. Do you think those homeless people are ordering latte and croissant? Hell no. They're there ordering water, going to the bathroom, jacking off, using their internet, sleeping on their sofas or, you know, on their chairs. You know, like, homeless people who go to Starbucks, they are a total financial waste to Starbucks. It's the same thing with people who go to Rumble and they don't super chat, they don't buy membership, you know, they don't watch ads because there's no ads on Rumble. You know, imagine somebody coming to your restaurant, you know, taking a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and they don't even pay you for it. That's exactly what's going on with Rumble. And this is why, again, Rumble is losing hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? You guys gotta understand, Rumble is nothing more than a quick pump and dump. Like Matt Core said, Rumble has minted many billionaires and millionaires. Yeah, the elite people who are already rich, those are the ones who are becoming millionaires and billionaires. But the average dipshit normie, the average goitard, the average one of you losers out there who invest like $1,000 in Rumble, yeah, you might get $2,000 back, but you know what? If I take my food truck out for the weekend and I actually do something called work, yeah, I can make those $2,000 in a weekend, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you guys out there who are betting on crypto, you're betting on Rumble, you just don't want to work. You want to get lucky, you want to make a shitload of money, okay? It's not gonna happen, dudes. At this point, it's too late, okay? Unless you got in on the scam early on, like my cousin did by dumb luck 10 years ago buying Bitcoin when it was only a couple of $100, the only way for you to make money right now off of crypto and off of Rumble is if you have insider information, okay, guys? Let's get that out in the open right now. Crypto is a scam, Rumble is a scam, and the fact that Rumble is openly saying we're going to go in business with crypto companies. We're going to start having crypto companies come onto the cloud, and we're going to have crypto companies advertise to you guys. Dude, if Rumble is not telling you in no uncertain terms we're a scam, I don't know what to tell you, dudes. You know, like that girl, the Hawktui coin. I mean, the woman openly scammed you guys, you know. She introduced her cryptocurrency, and then minutes later, she like sold everything off and took your money, and then told you, I'm gonna go sleep, go fuck yourself, dudes. This is what Rumble is doing, guys. They're taking your money, they're becoming billionaires, millionaires, they're living their best life, and they're just telling you, oh yeah, man, we really believe in free speech, man. Trump is gonna take us to the moon, man. At the end of the day, guys, the caravan keeps on moving. The dogs keep on barking. When are you guys out there gonna realize that you're being scammed? When are you guys gonna realize that Donald Trump is gonna send you all off to war to die for dirty Jews by the summer? When are you guys gonna realize that the economy is only gonna get worse? Okay. Oh, damn. When are you guys gonna realize that, dudes? When are you guys gonna finally give up on America as we know it now? When are you guys gonna finally give up, okay? It's like, stop believing in Elon Musk, stop believing in Trump, stop believing in crypto, stop believing in Rumble. All these companies and people, they're all there to give you false hope so they can scam you, you know? And you guys just don't learn, man. Like Elon Musk, who tells you I'm a champion of free speech, I'm against the fucking regime. Elon Musk provides spy satellites and software to the US government. And by the way, guys, Elon Musk is just some actor that DARPA uses as a frontman, okay? So don't you think that Elon Musk is like fucking Tony Hawk or Tony Stark. He's a madman, he's a genius, he's like thinking about all these amazing ideas. No, Elon Musk is nothing more than a fucking actor that DARPA uses, and in the process he gets to make some money, he gets to look smacks, you know, maybe smash a couple of holes here and there. Okay, same thing with Donald Trump, dudes. Like all these, Andrew Tate, same thing. Have you guys noticed that Andrew Tate all of a sudden is like found innocent? Surprise, 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 huh? Donald Trump won the election. Andrew Tate is innocent. Rumble to the moon. Elon Musk is like on our side now. It's like, wow. All the stars have aligned. Things just can't get any better for the right-wing people. But yet, you look at the economy is shit. World War III has already started with fucking Yemen. But yeah, yeah, we're gonna believe Rumble to the moon. Elon Musk is on our side. And Donald Trump is gonna make everything fine and dandy like cotton candy. Yeah, right. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace.